The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel is still on high alert for a possible attack from Iran as ceasefire talks are supposed to restart tomorrow. Here's ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Tel Aviv.
President Biden asked whether Iran might hold off its attack if a Gaza ceasefire deal is possible.
That's my expectation, but we'll see.
Biden's Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, rushing to Egypt in an 11th-hour push to get Hamas and Israel to attend talks. But a U.S. official saying the odds of that happening appear to be low after Hamas indicated it would only accept a previous framework deal on the table months ago.
In a surprise move, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has announced that he will not be running for re-election and paving the way for the country to pick a new leader. Donald Trump heads to North Carolina today for a rally that his campaign says will be a significant economic address. Tropical storm Ernesto poised to become a hurricane after brushing past Puerto Rico late last night. This is ABC News. A big name in beauty, Avon Products, filing for bankruptcy as it faces lawsuits over allegations that talc causes cancer. If you drive a GM car, all that data it collects about you may be at the center of a new lawsuit.
Texas is suing the car maker, claiming GM violated the privacy of millions of Americans. Claims the company misled customers into sharing data about their driving habits by enrolling them in technology-enabled safety programs and then selling the information collected by those programs to data brokers. That data on customers' driving habits allegedly ended up in the hands of insurance companies, prompting them to raise some customers' rates.
That's ABC's Danny New. And yet another turn in the controversy over American Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles being ordered to give up her bronze medal in the floor exercises. It turns out that the head of the panel that ordered the bronze to go to a Romanian gymnast has represented Romania in other cases for nearly a decade. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin voters Tuesday turned down two constitutional amendments that would have limited the governor's power to spend federal money. Referendums were placed on the ballot by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature to challenge Governor Tony Evers' power to distribute the money without legislative approval. Primary election results from Tuesday's statewide election include Tony Weed's victory over Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in the GOP primary in Wisconsin's open 8th Congressional District. Weed will face Democrat Kristen Lierley to fill the seat vacated by former Congressman Mike Gallagher. And Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week. The Journal Sentinel reports sources with knowledge of the plan say the Democratic presidential candidate plans to hold a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on Tuesday. That's the second day of the Democratic National Convention taking place in Chicago. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills. Down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wild cats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Knows everybody. friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. Trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above.
Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. Going to see 80s today. Rain on the way. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Our newsmaker segment also coming up this hour as well. Day number two of Farm Technology Days at the Close Farms. Of course, Tent City in at the Country Fest grounds as well. And day number two gets underway this morning, 9 o'clock, 9 to 4 today. And come on out and join us at Farm Technology Days. One of the cool things they have, one of the big things, of course, all the different food trucks. Boy, there's a lot of different types of food at Farm Tech Days. But they also have that tram system, which is really nice. It just goes around all of the Farm Technology Days grounds. There's stops all along the way. And it's kind of nice. You don't have to walk from one end to the other. You just hop the tram and away you go. So it's something definitely want to take advantage of while you're here at Farm Tech Days. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. And we're featuring some of the hardworking dairy farmers who process their own milk. Today, we're at Apple Valley Creamery in East Berlin, Pennsylvania, in Adams County, with Tyler and Becca Stoner. Tyler, tell us a little bit about the operation here.
We started processing our own milk in 2006. It was my dad who started that, and we're kind of at the place where you needed to support a small family dairy farm milking 100 cows or less, straight to the consumer.
You live in a great area, the greater Gettysburg area.
Yeah, there's decent towns that we actually didn't originally start doing a home delivery when we first started, but the first couple years into it, realized that we were going to have to get product out there into some other local stores and markets. And right now we're doing between 600 and 800 home deliveries a week.
Becca, you and Tyler and your kids are really part of the team.
Yeah, so I take care of the calves. I'm here for 9 of the 14 feedings every week, and the kids come with us, so it's really fun. They're the 6th generation, Tyler's the 5th, so it keeps on going. I fell in love with the farmer, and it just kind of came with it.
That is awesome. Tyler, tell us a little bit about the products that you're offering.
We do a whole milk, because pasteurized, and then we do pasteurized, non-homogenized, so the cream will still separate. But then we also do a low-fat skim and a chocolate, and then we rotate between a flavor of the month with the orange milk, mocha milk, and an eggnog. We also do sell raw milk. That wasn't something we initially started, but a couple years into it, we had such a demand and ask for it that it was something we looked into and went through the state regulations and got permitted to sell raw milk then, and that's actually one of our biggest sellers right now.
Becca, you didn't grow up on this farm, but yet I'm sure you have a friend base that really asks you a lot of questions about the farm.
Yeah, so I am what Tyler calls a city slicker. Never stepped foot on a farm until I met him. But it's been really fun to see the work that goes into farming and getting the food from the farm to the table. A lot of people don't understand that milk comes from female cows, so that's like a whole anatomy lesson that we have to explain more than we would prefer. But a lot of people also are just curious about the life cycle of a cow, and like they age quicker than humans do, so like by the time they have their first calf, they're only about 2 years old. Obviously, from a human perspective, we're a lot older, so their life cycle is just a lot quicker than ours is.
Hey, Tyler, tell us a little bit about the humane certification that this farm has.
So we have an independent certification through Animal Welfare Approved. It was something we decided to go with instead of going organic. We are also PA preferred non-GMO. Everything we feed is not genetically modified crops. But the Animal Welfare Approved certification is something where they just want to make sure you're not overcrowding pens and making sure stuff has pasture access year-round, weather permitting. One of their other things was that they want you to be able to treat animals and get them healthy if needed to use antibiotics, but not mass treating, which has really not been an issue for us. But they also have more strict guidelines on withholds. They want you to double withholds from what the boxes say before you put stuff back in for sale.
I want to highlight and give credit to your dad, Larry, and your mom, who found a couple ways to get away from the farm for just a few days. It was really his foresight that wanted to process their own milk and help this farm stay in the next generation.
Yeah, it was actually one of my dad's dreams, supposedly, from high school. Farm to consumer and be able to supply the public with a finished product. And it's kind of neat to see his dream come true.
Becca, from your perspective, having not grown up on the farm and coming here and seeing the from the calves, which you take care of, to the bottle. That's got to be kind of gratifying for you and really gives you that picture of things, right?
It is gratifying. And if we don't have healthy calves, we don't have healthy cows. So it really starts in the calf barn and making sure that they are healthy from day one. So, but then seeing the milk in the bottle and straight to the customer's fridge is pretty awesome.
Becca and Tyler Stoner at Apple Valley Creamery in East Berlin, Pennsylvania. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Of mine, gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, my Maria here on the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Wednesday morning, 61 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, September milk down 6 to 21.28, October steady at 21.66, November down 14 to 20.99, December steady at 20.01. Cheese markets yesterday were higher, barrels up 7 to 216, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 202, 3 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 to 312, 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 3/4 to 123 1/4, 6 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 56 1/4, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could open mostly higher today. Asking prices were noted in the south at 187 to 188, but weren't established in the north. Now, packer interest should improve today, and that could lead to some higher cash markets. Also, there's still some weakness in the grain markets that could help feeder cattle. Hog markets, meanwhile, though, they could open mostly mixed. Again, the trade's still concerned a little bit about some of the lower pork cutout values and some of those cash markets as well. August live cattle opened the day at 184, October 180.75, December 180.30. August feeder cattle open at 246.47, September 242.17, October 239.92. August hogs open at 89.90, October 72.85, December 64.75. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets continue to move mostly lower this morning. Wheat also moving mostly lower, extending the sell-off from yesterday. Again, we do have some positive weather for the row crops, and that continued to pressure the markets. Now, soybeans, on the other hand, they are moving mostly higher this morning, trying to recover some technical buying creeping back into the market after the big losses from yesterday. September and December corn both down 3/4 this morning. September at 377, December 396.5, March down 0.5 to 414.25, new crop 25 down 0.5 to 439.75. August beans up 3/4 to 989.75. September up 3 3/4 to 951. November up 4 to 966.5, and new crop at 25 up 4 to 1023. September soybean meal up $1.90 this morning to $301.70, and September soybean oil up 52 cents to $40.81. Chicago wheat, September down 3 1/4 to 525.5, December down 2 3/4 to 549. And Minneapolis wheat, September down 0.5 to 592.5, December down 1.5 to 610. Energy markets this morning are moving mostly lower. September crude oil down 36 cents to 77.99, October down 29 cents to 76.51, and September and October gas both down 2 cents, September at 235, October 218. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 326, September 326, October 342, new crop 347. Big River Resources in Boyceville. Cash corn 362 3/4, September 357 3/4, October 352 1/4, new crop 352 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride in Arcadia. Cash corn 358, September at 358, and new crop $3.52. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.40, new crop $3.42, cash beans $9.24, new crop $8.87. At Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn $3.48, new crop $3.47, cash beans $9.00, new crop at $8.82. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.50, September $3.42, new crop $3.50, cash beans $9.24, September $9.15, and new crop $8.96. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.37, new crop $3.45, cash beans $9.22, new crop $8.90. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 183 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 183, market cows 104 to 144, bulls 144 to 166, calves 160 to 910, beef steers 185 to 430, Holstein steers 140 to 337. Meanwhile, sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 205 and down, ewes 110 and down, and rams 115 and down. Goat markets, does 95 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Sombrota, finished beef steers 185 to 198.50, finished beef heifers 195 to 204, finished dairy steers 169 to 176.50, and market cows at 110 to 134, market bulls 160 to 167. That is a check of markets from Farm Technology Days. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot.
stopped the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Remember. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins, and recently at Farm Technology Days, actually yesterday at Farm Technology Days, I came across the soy foam booth, and this is something that has been developed that will actually help firefighters, not only a regular firefighter, but at the airports and those types of things. And this type of foam is something that doesn't have the PFAS chemicals. And this was helped to develop with the United Soybean Board. And I'm with Dave Garley with Cross Plains Solutions. And they're going to be doing a demonstration on this soy foam at Chippewa Valley Technical College coming up on Friday. And boy, when I saw the booth, it's like we had to stop to find out a little bit more about this. And Dave, thank you for joining us. Also, thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, one of our sponsors from Farm Tech Days. And Dave, this is a big deal, this for this firefighting foam made from soybeans. And tell us a little bit more about this.
So we came across this opportunity because we've done a lot of projects with United Soybean Board. And thank you, farmers, because your checkoff dollars support these funding and research initiatives. So we were asked by the USB, because I've been in this business as a research scientist for about 30 years with agriculture products, corn and beans being the predominant bodybuilders of choice. So we came across this and they said, hey, can you make a fire foam from soy? I says, well, yes, I can. Because in my prior life, I made a lot of adhesive systems and foam is typically bad for those formulations. So as I was introduced to the firefighting foam opportunity and looked into the chemistry of it, I looked at what beans can do. My team repurposed it. We made some initial batches of firefighting foam, but we're not firemen, right? I'm a chemist. So I needed to partner with somebody that could help us understand what we needed to formulate to. So that's when we joined the Chippewa Valley Technical College Fire Safety Center. That burn center is designed exactly to do that. So it was a really good, you know, community share event. We've developed formulations made from soybeans. We handed it off to the professionals. They went through a broad array of efficacy of testing. And then based on that feedback, they would give us, okay, we can do that through formulation. So that iterative cooperative cycle has really allowed us to produce the first commercially available firefighting foam made from soybeans today.
So when you had to put all of this together, I am not even close to being a chemist. I'm the guy that's like, shake it up and let's watch it fizz, and then it blows up in my face. So how much of a challenge was this to be able to make this without using those PFAS chemicals that were traditionally used?
So what's interesting is, let's be full transparent, protein foams to the firefighting community are not new. Historically, they were used decades ago. But the problem with the old protein foams is they were very difficult to use. The firemen didn't like them. They were rancid. They're made from animal parts. And so they were replaced from what is today known as the PFAS, because the PFAS chemistry is really good. It was very effective. It's Teflon. But fast forward a few more decades, the story has written itself, right? We have an environmental problem because they're forever chemicals. They don't go away. So we're revisiting the old protein foams, but we're taking it one step further. We're taking what's readily available. So if we take a look at the protein foams that we have today, or the protein source that's readily available today in North America, soybeans are king. And we have a glut of meal on the market because the technology to grow beans per acre is so effective. We're just out consuming the demand for feed out in human consumption. So the United Soybean Board has put opportunities together to really emphasize, find new markets for it. So what we're doing is, we're not taking the liquid gold, which is when they take the bean, they crush it, they pull out the vegetable oil. What we're doing is we're taking the byproduct, which is the soy meal. So we take the soy meal, we repurpose it. And how we repurpose it, we take advantage of what's in the soy meal. So what makes protein foam so efficient is the peptide sequence that's readily available by nature in the meal. So we have the ways and means to repurpose the soy meal into a functional, workable system that has the rheology, the viscosity, the liquidness that the firemen can put through their existing equipment to eradicate multitude of different types of fires.
Wow. We're talking with Dave Garley, and he is with Cross Plains Solutions. They developed a firefighting foam with the United Soybean Board made from soybean meal. It's just something really amazing. Now, on Friday, you're having a demonstration, you're doing something at Chippewa Valley Tech College. So what are you going to be showing the firefighters and those folks there?
So what we did is we commercially launched this in Georgia back in March, and the United Soybean Bone supports these functions. What we're doing is we're doing an education training for the general public across the country. So there's 32 QSSBs, Qualified State Soybean Boards, which support up through the United Soybean Board. They're all in supportive of getting their local region, like Wisconsin, the Midwest. We're going to have South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, come to Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire. We have stations set up. We got firemen there. A lot of the firemen that are flying into Eau Claire are going to bring in a turnout gear, and they're going to actually partake in live events. So they're going to have, you know, big burlings on fire. They're going to have, they're going to use those 2A cans to put out wood pellet fires. They're going to have, you know, different fuel fires like Jet A fuel, diesel fuel, gasoline fuels, and they're going to learn how to use the soy foam to eradicate those different types of fires.
Do you know, can this be used, because firemen are so concerned about these EVs, the battery starts on fire. How do we put it out? I mean, is it just throwing sand on it? Is that the only thing we can do? Can this battle that?
Yes, so we're actually doing a research project looking at EV fires, because it is a challenge, right? So if you take a look at the eradication of different fires, you've got structural fires, wood fires, you've got fuel fires, okay? And nobody came to the same table to make a same certification. So the Department of Defense has their criteria. We're working with them. We're working with the EPA because of the environmental footprints that it acknowledges. We're working with, like, the Great Lakes watershed regions. So there's a lot of different interested bodies because of what that is made of. So if you take a look at what the constitution of this is, like, according to the EPA, to be ready, biodegradable, by definition, your solution has to go away 60% in 180 days. The soy foam goes away 18 days. And so by the end of the year, it's almost gone. And so that's one of the big key touch points that they want to check off is, okay, we got a PFAS problem. We have an environmental problem. We have a water quality problem. What do we replace it with? And so we're in line working through all these different channels, including the EVs, to help mitigate the remediation of the after effect. Once we control and get the danger situation on the fire, how do we take advantage of the chemistry in this pail to eliminate the inevitable? So when it goes into our local streams and it goes into our water tables and it gets into our food system, we want to make sure we check the box that we're not contributing to today's complications.
It's going to be an interesting presentation again at Chippewa Valley Technical College on Friday, but some great, great news. And wow, what a great way to form a cooperation with United Soybean Boards and Cross Plains Solutions coming up with this new type of firefighting foam made from soybeans. We're at Farm Technology Days. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Clouds will be on the increase throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have rain begin to move into western Wisconsin tonight and into Thursday. Showers will diminish in coverage Thursday night through Friday, followed by dry weather Friday night through Monday night. And highs will continue to be mild, ranging from the low 70s to low 80s for the latter half of the week into early next week, with no overly dry or windy periods. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of rain late this afternoon, high 78 to 83. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Southeast winds at 6 to 11. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight's cloudy and showers and thunderstorms, lows 61 to 66. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. Anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 73 to 78, relative humidities at 76 to 81%, southeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 0.3 to 0.5 inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75, Saturday sunshine, highs 80 to 85, For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Monday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In late summer and fall, many kinds of perennials begin to form seed heads. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Collect the seeds, store them over the winter, and grow some free plants next year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I have a huge perennial garden. The coneflowers, columbine, and a few others have no problem spreading their own seeds in the fall, so I get free plants every spring. You can build your own perennial garden by collecting seeds directly from the plants and saving them till next year. David Graper is an extension horticulture specialist at South Dakota State University. He says to watch for the seed pod to turn tan or brown in color. It will ripen and then split open to release the seeds. There are several ways to catch them before they end up on the ground.
You can certainly pick them while they're not completely open and then just put them in a brown lunch sack and let them mature in there. And when they open up and spill the seed out, you'll have captured it that way. Or you can collect them while they're still a little bit green, lay them out on some dry newspaper or paper towels inside your home in a warm, dry location and let them open up there.
If you want to separate the chaff from the seed, you can, but it's not necessary for germination. In some cases, the seeds are so small that it would be a real pain to do anyway. Graper says to let the seeds dry for a week or two in a cool, dry place.